2. Testing 1, 2. Okay, hold. Tell him to hold just a sec.
Hold on. We got 1 minute.
Okay. Tell him to hold.
Tell him to hold.
I understand. The man refused to leave.
Where are they?
Yeah, give it to us right away, as soon as you can. Okay.
The band is playing?
Good evening, people! Woo! Are you feeling good
just
tonight?
Hold.
Yeah, we'll go right to this. I'll do a quick thing.
What are they doing on stage?
Tell them to...
Thanks, Pat. We're ready to go. On stage now with Journey, live from the Capitol Theater.
fulfilling dream.
Touch my life.
titled Saturday Night.
Yes.
Oh, my people. You know, she said, we'll come to bed and turn out the light. She's sleeping there, she's dreaming through her life. Yes, she is, but you know you've done no wrong. All you got is sing this song, sing this song, yeah. On a Saturday night, oh, my people, on a Saturday night, she made me feel right. Everything is all right. Ooh, my lover. Woo! That's when the Batman meets his fate. Sitting there, you're feeling on the second rate. You're sorry now, you come a little bit too late. Well, yes, you can. Well, when you come around, they only bring you down to be the clown, yeah. On a Saturday night, ooh, my baby. On a Saturday night, she make me feel right. Everything is all right. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Thank you. Here's a little song from the Infinity album. The song entitled The Winds of March.
I'd like to dedicate this to Scott Meaning on NEW. Alright? Good friend of mine.
You try. Thank you. You make us feel good. Thank you.
Oh, shine on guitar, please.
Shown, Ross Valerie, Ainsley Dunbar, Steve Perry, and Greg Raleigh. Journey, live from the stage of the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey. I'm Richard Neer, not backstage this time, but actually to the side of the stage and out the door. We have been evicted from our little tiny room where we normally broadcast, and we are kind of outside in a van, and our good friend John Shearer, the political candidate, has joined us backstage as we await the encore. It seemed like a short set, John, but I understand there's going to be more.
So we are told, yes. The band was planning on doing a number of encores, apparently, and we're just waiting for him to, I guess, rest up a little bit.
Yeah, I understand. They'll be in the vicinity of three encores, depending on how many the audience calls for. And the show itself is only about an hour long. But there will be some encores. So what have you been up to lately, Jono?
Not evicting you from the... Actually, I thought that you were out in the street because you were trying to bring better quality to the listeners of WNEWFM with a new, very impressive truck and setup of audio equipment.
Well, actually, that is true. We are not with our old standard little room that we have and our standard old equipment that we have and all that. It's a spanky new thing with a video monitor, and it's all real nice, and we're enjoying the sound out here.
Is that spanky with a T or with an F? Or a P?
Oh, I think he's trying to get in something for Stanky Brown. I think that's what he's trying to say. So, John, tell me, by the way, what do you got coming up here at the Capitol? Is this the last show for the season? Or?
There's really only one more show at the Capitol. The season will end here on the 18th of June, next Sunday night with Renaissance and Aztec Chista. And then we'll move our schedule, as we usually do, down the shore at the Dimension Hall for the summer and then open up again here in the fall.
Okay, we'll talk about some of those shows in just a moment. And right now to the encores from Journey, live from the stage of the Capitol Theater.
Thank you! Here's a little song. Make
It's an interesting way of staging your set. You do an hour, then you do one encore, and I understand it's planned that if they get another encore, there'll be a couple of numbers, and two more after that. So it seems that we're breaking in here and we're a bit intrusive, but actually it's because of the encore situation. We're live from the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey, and we're doing a broadcast of Journey. And we are, as I tried to explain earlier, not backstage, but out here in a sound truck with a TV monitor. So we're kind of watching this on TV. It's like a midnight special or an in-concert program, only it's in black and white. Journey, of course, dropped by the studio, I guess it was last March when they played the Palladium. That was a sold-out gig, and they were very happy with their new album, Infinity, which had just come out, produced by Roy Thomas Baker. And we're pleased to report now that that album has gone gold. It is a gold album, and they have a single which has just come out from that album. And they're doing real well, and it's a classic case of hard work paying off. They put out now four albums, and they've been on the road for a long time, as I'm sure John Scher will testify. And they've paid their dues. It's not an overnight success thing. Of course, a couple of the members, namely Greg Raleigh and Neil Schoen, were members of Santana. Ainsley Dunbar, of course, the Ainsley Dunbar conspiracy, and his roots go way back, some of the British groups in the 60s. And they just added Steve Perry as a vocalist because they didn't feel their vocals were strong enough. And recently Steve joined the band, and it's really added a new dimension. That fifth member can sometimes be critical. And Steve is very critical of the other members on occasion. So, John, you were about to tell me what's going on at your other venues, namely Convention Hall in Asbury Park and the Paramount Theater.
Yes, I was, wasn't I?
Yes. Here, you can read it off here if you forget.
Well, we may not be able to. It looks like perhaps the band is coming back on now. Perhaps not, though. Well, they are coming back
on. Okay, they're coming back on. And this time, I understand, it's for two numbers. And then if there is a third encore, it will be for two more numbers. So we return you now to the stage. It's a rude noise. It's like R2-D2.
Hey, listen, thanks for everybody. Thanks to you for coming. All right? Let's hear yourselves. N.E.W., eat your heart out. Yeah, you came. It's here, man. All right, we're going to do something off of the Infinity album. It's called Patient. We'll be right back.
Well, depending on the audience, that may or may not be the last encore. It's kind of a funny situation. When we've been here previously with the Grateful Dead, they will go off stage and spend 20, 25 minutes in the dressing room deciding whether they're going to do an encore or not. So more frequently than not, we switch back to the studio and They come back on and we're able to pick it up. We come back for the encore. If not, Pat Dawson lulls you to sleep until 2 o'clock. Now, in this situation, we really can't say for sure what's going to happen. We know that they probably do a longer encore than a show at this point. And if you could see the people in the audience, you can obviously hear them in the background. You can tell that they're up for an encore or two or three or whatever. And it's a Saturday night in Passaic, New Jersey, so anything goes. So we will wait here for just a couple of minutes before giving you the credits and see if Journey does come back to do an encore. As I started to say before John Scherer so rudely interrupted me, I was going to say when they came up to the studio in March, the night that they played the Palladium in New York City, they were very excited about their new album. And they believed in it. They thought it was really going to be a smash album for them. And it's a typical cynical situation whenever a group comes up to the studio. Always their new album is going to be a smash. They always tell you that. And they say it's the best thing we've ever done, and we really believe in it, and it's produced better than anything we've done. Yet they said it, they believed it, and it really happened for them. And obviously, the people on stage are back on stage. Journey is back, and I think they're going to do another number after a little pause that refreshes there.
It's a natural thing.
So we'll switch it back to the stage.
You hear that out?
W-N-E-W.
Get loose!
Bye-bye!
The East is the best, I'm telling you. Thank you. Drive safely.
I have word that that is definitely the last song, so while we're giving the credits, we'll just keep an eye on the monitor here because people in Passaic are very vehement and they might want more, so we'll hang on for a while. Tonight's radio concert was engineered by Michael Tapes in the audio by Zimit Mobile Recording Van, technical assistance by Michael, now I hope I get the name right, Billiter? Billiter, okay. And Peter, boy, you got tough names here. Hedeman and Ray Lipinski. How's that? Okay. Those are the folks responsible for the excellent sound we have this evening. And, of course, we want to thank Tom Drucki, who is the technical director here at the Capitol Theater, for helping put the thing together. And Mitch Katz, who is the broadcast engineer. And John Scher, who occasionally throws a word or two of encouragement or whatever into the mix. Gil Colquitt of CBS Records, who helped put the whole thing together. Coordinated things along with Scott Muni and Mel Karmazin from WNEW-FM. And the concert was produced, albeit half-handedly, by yours truly, Richard Neer. We'll return you now to the studios. This is Richard Neer from the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey. Back to Pat Dawson.